back, or for the people watching on YouTube this time, we are here for the first time. But if you're listening to us on a normal podcast platform, it's going to be just another day. But we are here with an 8-game slate for tonight. It is Monday, March 27th. This is Ethan speaking here with Chris. How are we feeling?
Good. 8 games. Love it. Well, I love the first couple of days of this week.
Yeah.
After that, I know it starts getting a lot of games. And what, I think there's 2 on Thursday. I can't stand that crap, but
yeah, it's all over the place.
8 games. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, there actually are some decent ones on here. Some not as good as others, but that's always how it goes.
Yeah, and weekend-wise, it sucked last night. I had a pretty good Friday night, Saturday night, but you came in, what, in one of the smaller tournaments last night on FanDuel? You came in second.
Yeah, pulled down second place in the tournament on FanDuel, so.
Yeah,
that's much sweet. Needed win.
Yeah, so. Nah, but, you know, other than that, like I said, last night stunk for me, so I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, I think we can just jump into these 8 games.
Let's do it.
All right, of course, if you're watching on YouTube now, hit that thumbs up button, subscribe if you still haven't, turn on those post notifications if you want to be notified when a new video is uploaded on the channel. And if you're listening to it in podcast form, download the episode, leave a rating if you can. Everything truly helps. But let's go on and get into the first game on the slate. We have got the Milwaukee Bucks facing the Detroit Pistons in a massive spread. Bucks are 16.5 point favorites with an over-under total of 233. Injuries we got. Giannis, Jay Crowder, Goran Dragic probable, Myers Leonard out, Corey Joseph, Rodney Magruder questionable, Bojan Bogdanovic, Alec Burks, Hamidou Diallo, Isaiah Stewart out.
Good
it's
lord.
It's never fun reading that Pistons injury report.
Nope, not at all.
You want to start?
Yeah, I could start. I don't even know how to feel about this game, though. Couldn't you see Giannis just sitting?
I mean, if you're going to sit him, this is the game to do it.
It's the game to do it. I know.
Detroit's not trying to win anything right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I do still have a little interest here, though, in Drew Holiday. I think $7,600 is just a smidge too cheap still. I mean, just a few games back, he was over 8K. So $7,600, Drew Holiday, I'm really liking that. Still averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute. And like I said, I imagine Giannis plays, but if something happens and Giannis sits, just makes me like Drew that much more.
Yeah, Drew Holiday got bumped down a decent bit. He is $7,300 on FanDuel, too, so I actually like him at that price.
Yeah, gosh, that's really nice, too.
Yeah, he's the cheapest of their big three. Chris Middleton's 100 above him now.
Yeah, see, DraftKings Chris Middleton is 77, so only $100 more. He's in the same boat, averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute. I mean, like I said, I'm going to rotate a couple of these guys in and out just because it is a good matchup against Detroit, but I'd love it even more if Giannis were to sit.
Yeah, he's probable right now, but it is the kind of game that he definitely could sit.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the last month it's been probable Giannis, questionable Giannis.
Yes, yes.
Giannis is going to sit tonight, so yeah. You just never know.
But he's 11-6 on FanDuel. Part of me doesn't mind even paying up for that. He's averaging 1.8 fantasy points per minute over his last 5. I mean, he put up 50 in 24 minutes against Utah, 52 in 23 minutes against San Antonio. If you can just somehow get Detroit to keep it a little bit closer than those two teams, and he can get 27, 28 minutes tonight, I mean, you should be fine with Giannis.
Yeah. No, I mean, he could easily go off here tonight. So... got no issues with that. Brooke Lopez came down $600 to $6,400. So I do know he's had a couple games that's been a little down. 19 minutes in the last game. That was a major blowout with Denver. So, but before that, Utah, 26 minutes, 53 fantasy points. He's been on fire the past few weeks. So yeah. $6,400. I got a little interest there too.
Yeah, he's still $7,600 on FanDuel. So they don't really bump him down.
No, that's what I said. It's the first time I've seen him come down in a while, so I might take some shots there.
Yeah. As far as Milwaukee goes, though, not much else.
Yeah. If you want to play the blowout route, though, Javon Carter, $3,400. I don't mind looking there a little bit. Still playing 18, 20 minutes off the bench, so yeah. Could, you know, do a little something there if you're looking for somebody cheap. And Grayson Allen, $4,400. I mean, the minutes are still there. The problem is it's just been a lot of blowouts. So that's why all their minutes have been all over the place. But $4,400, just another kind of cheap guy if you need one.
Yeah, I like it.
That's it for me.
All right. Jumping to Detroit then. This side's almost even tougher to talk about on FanDuel.
Yeah, I did not like a lot here because I'm just worried about this game. I mean, Killian Hayes, he's just the price is just up there, 6,600. I don't mind it. Just like I said, a contrarian play. No one I would think is going to have him. Averaging a fantasy point per minute since the beginning of March. So don't mind him a little bit. If anything, I have interest in some of the centers. James Wiseman's price finally got out of that 6K range. He's down to 5,700. So don't mind that a little bit. And I've been playing a lot of Jalen Duren here at 5K. And, you know, it's been 50-50. But another one, if you think the game kind of gets out of hand, he gets some extra minutes. I don't mind that price tag on him.
Yeah, Wiseman and Duren are actually the exact same price on FanDuel.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're both 6,200.
Hey, going.
Which is a bit much for either of them.
Yeah, I get that maybe for Wiseman, but Duren, I mean, like I said, I just like kind of that 5K price tag if you need a somewhat cheaper center here tonight. But that's all the interest I really had in this team. Everybody else is priced up. I'm not really liking it.
Who was the first guy you talked about? Killian Hayes.
Killian Hayes, but I still think he's overpriced at 6,600. But if I land on him in a couple lineups, I'm not too disappointed. But yeah. I do think his price is up a little more than it should.
The one I actually had interest in was Jaden Ivey. He's 6,100. Killian Hayes is 6,800 on FanDuel. So I'll take the $700 discount with Ivey. He just played 41 minutes in his last game against Toronto. They haven't played in 3 days. He's been kind of mediocre over his past few games, but he plays a lot of minutes.
Well, see, DraftKings has him at 7,100, and now also got the chance that Magruder could potentially be back here. So, yeah, I don't know. Centers are maybe the only thing I really had interest in at the most. So,
yeah, what's funny is that Magruder news is actually pretty big.
Yeah, because he's been balling.
Yeah, he's had some big games.
Yeah, I know. So. That will be interesting. He's $5,700.
Yeah, he's expensive.
It floors me to even think I would pay that for him. But for the way he's been playing, man, I know. It's crazy. So,
yeah.
That's all I got.
All right. Jumping into the next then. Oh, look, it just got bumped up to a 17-point spread now. jumping into the next, we have got the Dallas Mavericks facing the Indiana Pacers. Pacers are 1-point favorites with an over on a total of 234 injuries. You got Luka Doncic out, Tyrese Haliburton probable, Miles Turner questionable, Chris Duarte out.
Yeah, I guess it's
Haliburton's
simple.
Actually questionable, not probable.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, Kyrie, no Luka, under 10K on DraftKings, not $800. I feel like this is just a great spot for him right here.
Yep, he is 9,400 on FanDuel, no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, you have he played the 17th without Luka, put up 56 fantasy points. I mean, guy just balls out, especially if no Luka's in the lineup. So I definitely don't mind that here.
Yeah, and there's really no one else on that team to even worry about taking ball handling duties away from him.
No, I'm with you.
As far as anyone else goes, I didn't mind looking at, Josh Green here. Trying to find him. Price $4,700 on FanDuel. Will probably get the start again tonight. He was terrible last night. Don't really know what happened. His last two games have actually been horrendous, but 4,700. And what'd you say that last game was that he played without Luka?
Played
a few games without Luka.
Yeah. I was going to say, because Luka was out like 3 or 4 games, but Luka sat between the 8th and the 22nd. So there was like three or four games in there Luka didn't play.
Yeah. Well, regardless, that shooting guard spot for Indiana is not great defensively. Here we go. Josh Green averages 26 fantasy points per game without Luka this season. So at 4,700, that's pretty good value.
Yep, same price on DraftKings. So don't have any issue with that. Tim Hardaway, $5,500 either. Don't mind going there. He's going to put up a lot more shots, I think, now with Luka off the court. So, and then the last guy I do have some interest in here is Christian Wood. I mean, he's $6,700 on DraftKings, but I mean, he's played 29 minutes and 34 minutes in those two games where Luka didn't play. And, I mean, the minutes are there. And when the minutes are there, at $6,700, man, I like playing this guy.
Well, even that one that Kyrie played but Luka sat against the Lakers, he still put up 45.
Yeah, because he actually played the 34 minutes with Kyrie against LAL, and then he played 29 minutes against Memphis with Kyrie. And you had one of those games he put up 45 fantasy points, the other one he put up 39. So I got no problem paying here for this guy at 6,700 with Lucas out, because I don't even think Kyrie matters at that point, but it seems to get the minutes when Lucas out.
Yep. He is 7,400 on FanDuel. Still don't mind him at that price.
Yeah, so, I mean, although all things could go completely bad and he plays 18 minutes.
I mean, they could.
That's the risk you run with Christian Wood.
Yeah, I'll take that risk with him.
Yeah.
Anyone else for Dallas?
We'll just throw Maxi Kleber's name out there. I don't know what the starting lineup's going to look like yet, but Maxi Kleber, $3,600. You can play him power forward or center. Just if you need somebody cheap, did just have a good game against Charlotte, but I don't mind throwing him in the lineups.
I would actually think Kleber gets to start tonight.
Well, that's kind of the way I was figuring too, but I didn't know.
Yeah, you they always know. Change it up.
They could throw Tim Hardaway in the starting lineup. Who knows?
Yeah, they could. So keep an eye on that. Who starts tonight?
Yeah.
That it for Dallas?
That is it for me.
All right, jumping to Indiana. I'll go ahead and kickstart us on this one. I'm looking at Benedict Mathurin here at 4,800 on FanDuel. He has not been very good over his last four games since coming back from injury, but he's now taking over the starting job from Buddy Hield. They pushed Buddy Hield to the bench for the last game. It's a great matchup here at this small forward spot, and at 4,800 under 5K, I mean, I'm willing to risk it for Benedict Mathurin.
Yeah, what'd you say his price was?
4,800.
Yeah, same price on DraftKings, so I'm with you. Definitely underwhelming, but yeah. I mean, he can definitely play better. I've seen it. So I do have interest, though, here in Halliburton if he plays. $9,100 on DraftKings. Love the fact that his price has just been going down. So averaging 1.4 fantasy points per minute this year. I mean, if he's in the lineup and playing tonight, no Luka. So the game, Dallas should run a little faster here with no Luka.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like Halliburton if he plays.
Yeah, what's he on DraftKings?
9,100.
Yeah, he's 9,800 on FanDuel, but he plays.
Yeah, definitely. And if he doesn't, then I definitely think you can start looking at McConnell and Nembhard.
Yeah, of course.
But, yeah, got to wait and see what happened with Halliburton.
Yeah. Was there anyone else for Indiana? Because there was not too much for me.
Yeah, last guy I'd say I have a little interest in is Miles Turner, $6,600. So, don't mind that. His minutes are there when the games aren't blowing out, but don't really mind that either here. And it's a good spot against Dallas. So,
yeah, he is questionable, but he didn't play last game.
He is questionable,
but they could be careful with him coming towards the end of the season. So if he does happen to sit, look at Isaiah Jackson to most likely pick up the start.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if he sits, Isaiah Jackson at $3,900 becomes a fantastic play. So.
I think
that is it for me.
Even Jalen Smith picked up 24 minutes last game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that was just rest for Turner. It was a back-to-back, so.
Yeah,
anything's possible.
They're slowly getting further and further away from being able to be in the play-in, so they could just be careful.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of like Washington.
Yeah, and Portland.
Yeah,
Portland
sounds
like
definitely.
They might just be shutting everybody down, so.
Yeah. That's it for this game, so we can jump into the third game on the slate. The Houston Rockets face the New York Knicks. Knicks are 13.5-point favorites with an over and a total of 230.5. Injuries, you got Jayshon Tate and Jalen Brunson, questionable.
Go ahead, you can start us off.
All right, starting off with Houston. I'm actually willing to pay up for Kevin Porter Jr. here. He's 8,000 on FanDuel. Had a very bad game against Cleveland, but Cleveland's a great team defensively. He gets a better matchup here at that point guard spot against the Knicks tonight, who have definitely been a little underwhelming defensively over their last seven to that point guard spot. And before that last game, Kevin Porter Jr. was on a hot streak. So 8,000, don't mind paying up for him.
No, DraftKings, I like him too because he finally came down $300 to $7,800, averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute. I'm with you. That Cleveland matchup was a whole different, you know, matchup when it comes to New York. I've been kind of attacking this point guard spot going against New York. So, yeah, Kevin Porter under 8K. I like it.
Yep. Probably my favorite play for the Rockets.
Could potentially be my only play for the Rockets. I mean, some of these guys are a little more priced up. And other than, you know, the guard spot right there on New York, it's not the greatest matchup. I mean, they run a little slower. So yep. I definitely think the New York side's better for this. I mean, maybe KJ Martin, just for the point of price, $5,500. The minutes are there. I mean, he's been playing over 30 minutes at least the last four games. So only had one really decent game in there, but don't mind maybe taking a few shots there. You can play him small forward, power forward, but for the most part, I think that's about it. Shingun, 6,900. The price did go up 200. It's not the greatest matchup, so
yeah,
I can move to New York.
All right, jumping to New York then. I actually like the point guard on the other side if he does play tonight. Jalen Brunson at 8,700. If he plays, I'm willing to pay up for it. Point guards against Houston are always something that usually works because that point guard spot defensively is just so bad. But if he does sit, then, of course, Emmanuel Quickley, I'll go to him too.
Yeah, Brunson on DraftKings is 7,800. That's just way too cheap for this matchup here. So if he plays, I'm all in on him. And, yeah, if he doesn't, then Quickley 6,500. I'll roll right there too.
Yep.
A couple more guys, though. Quentin Grimes, 4,500. I do think he even looks better, too, if Brunson sits. But even if he doesn't, his last two matchups has been pretty good. He's got a great matchup here against Houston. 4,500. You can play him shooting guard, small forward. So don't mind that at all. And a little interest in Mitch Robinson. The minutes, you know, appear to be kind of creeping up there again. 31 minutes in the last one against Orlando. So $4,800. Another center here. I don't mind taking some shots on.
Yeah, definitely like that on DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to see Hartenstein's minutes have come down the last couple, and Mitch Robinson's has gone up, so I like that price tag.
Yeah, he's 5,800 on FanDuel, so not as much interest.
Nah, I'm with you.
Yeah, but you pretty much hit on the main guys. Don't know that there is really too much else for me.
Yeah, I mean, me either. If you just want to say it's a fantastic matchup, Julius Randle is $9,300. I do like that price tag here. The one game against them this year, he put up 65 fantasy points, so it is a great matchup, and he's one of those guys, man. If I land on it, I'm completely fine.
Yeah, the only other guy, only if Brunson sits, really. I don't mind RJ Barrett if you have Brunson out.
Yeah, I'm with you there, too.
But I think that is it for this game then.
Yep.
Jumping into the next, we've got the Phoenix Suns facing the Utah Jazz. Suns are 6.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 234. Injuries, you got DeAndre Ayton probable, Kevin Durant out, Lauri Markkanen questionable, Jordan Clarkson, Rudy Gay, Colin Sexton out.
Go ahead.
All right. I am looking at the guards here. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, both have great matchups. That point guard, shooting guard spot for Utah has been very bad defensively. Chris Paul, 7,800 on FanDuel, averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute over his last five. He gets DeAndre Ayton back tonight, which should only help him on the playmaking end, more assists because he's got DeAndre Ayton now. 7,800, I do like him. Also, don't mind paying up for Devin Booker, 10-1 on FanDuel. I know you do have Ayton back, but I mean, it's Devin Booker. It's a great matchup against that shooting guard spot for Utah, so don't mind paying over 10K for him.
Yep, right there with you. Love the guard spots here. Chris Paul, 7,400. You basically said it. Devin Booker, 10K, averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute this year. I know you get Ayton back. You still got no KD, though.
Yeah.
I still think, you know, Booker and Paul are still going to have to do a lot here, so absolutely don't mind either one of these guys.
Yep. And I'll go ahead and throw another guy real quick. TJ Warren has been playing big minutes. He's 4,200 on FanDuel. I don't know if maybe that's just because Ayton's been out, but, I mean, he's not a center, so I don't know that that would affect him too much. But and he's played 26 and 28 minutes in his last two, put up 32 and 25 fantasy points.
Yeah, I know. What'd you say his price was?
42.
Yeah, he's 42 also on DraftKings. I know it's it's kind of crazy. I don't know what's going on there.
I mean, I would hope it's not just because Aiden's been out.
Well, yeah, me too. One last guy, though, at 4,100, Terrence Ross, man, been killing it these last couple. I know Philadelphia was kind of some blowout, but he's still been playing 23, 27 minutes over the last two. And $4,100, man, I don't mind taking some shots. I played him on the last slate, and it worked out great.
Who'd you just name?
Terrence Ross.
What is he on DraftKings?
4,100.
Yeah, 4,900 on FanDuel, so it's still not too bad.
Yeah, so, and last, DeAndre Ayton, $7,400. If he's back, which, I mean, looks like he's going to be, I got to imagine he's good to go, but I just think that's still a little too cheap here.
Yeah, he is 7,900 on FanDuel, so I like him in that spot too.
Yeah, I still don't even mind that. So,
yeah, and last guy, I do like Torrey Craig here. Where is he? He's a small forward on FanDuel, 4,800. He's definitely been, his last three games have not been very good, but at that power forward spot tonight, matched up against Olynyk, it's such a fantastic matchup. So I don't mind rolling out him 4,800 on a FanDuel.
Yeah, he has sucked, but
yeah,
he is 4K. So cheap power forward if you need one.
Yep. But I think that is it for Phoenix.
Yeah, me too.
All right, jumping to Utah. I know you said before the podcast, this is your least favorite team of the night.
Well, it's not even the least favorite, but the problem is all the Utah guys are priced up, and yeah, I don't know what's happening with Markkanen. So if Markkanen comes back here tonight, I don't have a lot of interest really at all. If Markkanen sits, then I got a little bit more interest, you know, interest in some of these guys.
Yeah. If Markkanen plays at 9K on FanDuel, no restrictions or anything, I'll roll him out.
Yeah, he's same price on DraftKings. I'm with you. I kind of got a little interest if he's back and good to go at that 9K price range. But, I mean, the rest of these guys, I mean, you got Kelly Olynyk up to $7,100 now. I mean, Talen Horton-Tucker, 7K. And like I said, I don't mind taking a few shots at some of these guys if Markkanen sits. But if Markkanen's back, I don't know that I want to pay some of these prices for these guys.
Yeah, some of those prices are definitely way too high. But Talen Horton-Tucker on FanDuel is $5,900. So whether Markkanen's back or not, just for value alone, I don't mind rolling him out.
Yeah, no, I don't mind that at all, just for the price tag.
Yeah, THT is the one guy that they don't raise up on here.
Yeah. Agbaji, $5,800 on DraftKings. I got a little interest, and if Markkanen does sit, I do kind of like him here in this spot. But like I said, man, I just think a lot is going to be determined whether or not Lauri Markkanen plays.
Yeah, definitely a lot rides on that.
So that's kind of all I got.
All right. Let's see. We are about halfway through the slate. So just a quick reminder, if you're watching on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Subscribe if you haven't. Click the bell to get notifications when a new video goes up. And of course, if you listen to it on any other podcast platform, download the episode, leave a rating. Everything truly helps. But let's get into the fifth game of the night. We got the Philadelphia 76ers facing the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets are 5-point favorites with an over under total of 229. Injuries, you got Joel Embiid, James Harden, Daniel House questionable, Michael Porter Jr. questionable for the Nuggets.
Yeah, I mean, I hope James Harden plays. I like him here at $9,600 if he plays here tonight, but I just don't know what he's going to do. He keeps being questionable and not playing, so I just don't know how serious his injury is.
Yeah, he hasn't even been playing, but they keep taking his price down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm just waiting for that matchup that he comes back. And yeah, and this is a good matchup here, especially at that guard spot. So if he's back at 9,600, I like it. Everybody else's prices are slowly going up, though, because of Harden. So, I mean, there are guys, I guess I would potentially look at, you know, De'Anthony Melton if Harden sits again. I know he's $6,100, but it is a good matchup here. And he was killing it a few games ago without Harden. So if Harden sits, I still don't mind De'Anthony Melton at 6,100. If Harden's back, I'm probably not touching that.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't mind rolling out Embiid here at all. I think he is going to want to show up so badly tonight against Jokic. I mean, these are like the top two candidates in the MVP race right now. So if Embiid plays, I really think he's just going to want to show out against Jokic.
Yeah, and if Harden does sit here, I mean, Embiid over the last three without Harden is averaging about 1.8 fantasy points per minute. So that alone is insane. But
yeah,
I mean, yeah, I'm with you, man. I like Harden regardless. If Harden sits, it just makes, yeah, Embiid. But if Harden sits, it just makes Embiid look even that much better. But no, I'm with you. I don't mind spending up here for some of these centers tonight.
Yep, he is. He's 11-9 on FanDuel.
Yeah, 11-5 on DraftKings.
He's actually 100 less than Jokic.
He's 100 more than Jokic on DraftKings.
Of course he is.
But it's another game. I just think it all rests on Harden. Tobias is 6,300. Don't have a lot of interest if Harden's back. If Harden sits, though, I don't mind that $6,300 price tag for Harden. But just kind of got to, like I said, it's all going to depend on this Harden news. Maxi is
calling,
up to 70.
Calling everyone Harden.
Am I calling everybody Harden?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get him off of mine, man. I need to play him.
he's one of your favorite fantasy guys.
Well, man, when he's under 10K, I love playing Harden.
I know.
What's Tyrese Maxey?
He's up to 7,700.
Yeah, he's 7,700 here. See, I got no interest unless Harden sits. So.
Yeah, like you said, it's how it is for most of these guys.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. I think regardless, Embiid looks good.
Yep, Embiid is always good no matter who's playing.
Yep.
That it for Philly?
Yeah.
All right, jumping to Denver then. There was not a lot for Denver for me.
Wasn't a lot for me either, but I do like Jamal Murray at $7,900. He was 8K just a couple games ago, but if he's under 8K, he's another guard here I like, man. 7,900, yeah. So.
7,900 on FanDuel as well, so do not mind him at all.
No, and if you need some cheaper in that guard range, you got KCP at 4,600. Don't mind it a little bit here tonight in some lineups. And then, of course, you got Jokic, 11-4. I'm with you. I think these guys are going to kind of duel it out here tonight, but I tend to lean a little bit more towards Embiid, especially if Harden's out. But, I mean, if I'm running at 11-4 and that's all I got left, I'm okay with Jokic over Embiid.
Yeah, definitely. The only reason I lean Embiid is because I think Embiid's got more to prove.
No. And I agree with you. And like you said, if you take Harden off the court, yeah, Embiid's got to do a lot more also. So I'm
telling you, Embiid's got this game marked on his calendar.
I hope he does. Make it interesting. So
yeah, but I think that's going to do it for this game.
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing, I guess, keep an eye on that Porter Jr. news. If something happens and he does sit, I do think you could look at Bruce Brown at 4,500. But like I said, got to wait and see about that Porter Jr. news.
Yep. And real quick, before we get off this game, I pulled up Embiid's fantasy scores versus the Nuggets this season. He's put up 85 and 55.
Yeah, I saw that 85.
Yeah, so telling you. But I think that's going to do it for this one.
Yep.
We can jump into the next game on the slate. Another double-digit spread here. We got the New Orleans Pelicans facing the Portland Trailblazers. Pelicans are 10.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 226.5 injuries. You got your normal ones for the Pelicans. Zion Alvarado out. Portland, you got Jeremy Grant, Yusuf Nurkic, Anthony Simons, Trenton Watford questionable. Damian Lillard doubtful. Justice Winslow out.
I have to imagine
none of those guys are playing.
No, I mean, you're not going to shut down Lillard and play Simons and Grant.
Yeah, it would just make no sense.
Right. I feel like at this point, if you're shutting down Lillard, you're shutting down all those starters.
Yeah, I think those guys are done for the rest of the season.
Agreed. I think you're probably right.
Yeah, but if you want to kick start us with the Pelicans, you can go on ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I do still got interest here in Valanciunas. I mean, over his last five games, he's averaging 1.45 fantasy points per minute. His minutes are up. I love seeing it. I've, played this guy all year, and he's been destroying me. But luckily, over the past few games, he's killing it now. So even at 7,900, I don't mind going there. Still a good matchup here against Portland.
Yep, 8,100 on FanDuel. But if he's going to keep playing the way he's been playing, then don't mind it.
Yep, agreed. Ingram, 8,900. I mean, it's a good matchup. So you saw what he just did in the last game he just played. What did he go for? Almost 60? Yeah, 59 fantasy points.
Yep.
Against Charlotte before that, 65. So seems like he's hitting a hot streak right now. And at $8,900, man, I'll keep rolling him out there.
Maybe you can get lucky. Portland kept it close down to the wire with OKC last night.
Yeah, it's because you got those young, hungry guys, man. I want to show what they can do.
Yeah, so maybe we'll get lucky and they can keep it close with the Pelicans tonight. I mean, even if it's a 10.5-point game like it is right now, not bad.
Yeah, I agree. Another guy, too, here, just another cheap guard spot if you need one. Point guard, shooting guard, Josh Richardson, $4,100. Been playing between 20 and 25 minutes the last few games, so hasn't been killing it, but the price is steadily going down a little bit. So $4,100, I don't mind throwing him out there in a few.
Yeah, $4,400, don't mind him. Someone I actually do really like here is Herb Jones. His minutes over two of his last three games have been a little down. He himself has just been a little down over the last three. But that power forward matchup against Portland is so good for him tonight. He's 5,600 on FanDuel, so Not a terrible price for him.
Yeah, 5,200. I'm with you there too. But also, I know you're talking about his minutes being down. Those last three have been complete blowouts.
Well, yeah.
All three of them. So, I mean, that's why his minutes are down. If this Portland can keep it close, I think he easily plays 30 minutes. Then, yeah, I'm with you too at 5,200. I don't mind it.
Yep. But I think that is about it for the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Do you have any interest in CJ before we get off him?
I really, really liked him in the last game against LAC, played a crap ton of him, and he did his job for me, but now I'm probably getting off him at 8,200.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. I just look at, you got CJ at 82 and you got Ingram at 89. Who are you playing?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Ingram definitely has your upside. So
I actually thought that'd be a little easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going Ingram here.
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, CJ's just one of those guys, I'm not seeking him out in this matchup, but
yeah.
If I land on him, I'm okay, but I feel like he needs to be more like 7,800, 7,900.
Yeah, he could definitely be a little cheaper.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I stand on that one.
All right, then we can jump to Portland, and some of these guys still aren't priced up enough because you can play most of them.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean,
go ahead, I'll let you start naming them.
Even on FanDuel, Shaedon Sharpe is at 7,200. I still don't even care. He's had a 26% usage rate his last three games, averaging a point per minute, playing massive minutes, 35, 38, and 39 his last three. So don't mind even paying up for him tonight. Keon Johnson, 5,200, basically plays those backup point guard minutes. Had a decent game last night, a great game the game before that, so you can play him. I don't even mind risking Ryan Arcidiacono again because he's playing good minutes as well. I know you hate Ryan Arcidiacono.
Yeah, and he has sucked.
He's 4,100, though. He's the cheapest of the bunch.
Yeah, I know.
And he played 26 minutes last night.
Yeah, I mean, the minutes seem to be there, man.
No, he's terrible.
Doing anything with him. Yeah.
But he's so cheap that there's value there.
No, I like all the guys you named. I'll just give you the prices on DraftKings. Shaedon Sharpe's definitely cheaper, $6,200.
That's nice.
Yeah, Keon is $4,300.
That's nice.
And honestly, I really like Nasir Little here tonight at $3,800.
Yeah, he is almost forgot about him. He is $4,300 on FanDuel, so still super cheap.
Yeah, and it's you also got that chance here tonight that, which I don't think he's going to play because he left the game yesterday, but Trenton Watford would not surprise me if he sits here tonight. I mean, he basically hurt his ankle.
Well, yeah, yesterday. He left the game, and then Nasir Little just went to a different planet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you got potential for Little to start here tonight, and at $3,800, yeah. I don't care whether he starts or comes off the bench. I love that price tag for him here tonight.
Yep. Absolutely like that for him. Drew Eubanks, 5,200. You can play him at power forward or center on FanDuel. He's put up 43 and 30 in his last two games. He gets Valanciunas tonight on the other side. Another great matchup, great price.
Don't you feel like it's ridiculous, though? You know, 3 months ago, Eubanks was getting the start and was playing crappy, and now Eubanks gets the start now, and it's like, hey, let me show teams what I can do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now he's balling out, but he's 4,300 on DraftKings.
That's
so
fantastic.
You can only play him at the center spot, of course, but this whole Portland team just looks great, especially their price tags. I mean, you're looking for your value. This is where it is tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Any love for Thybul or Reddish? Reddish actually isn't even playing as much.
Nah, that's surprising. The only thing. And I mean, yeah, his price is 4,600 on DraftKings, and he just doesn't seem to be, I'm with you, doesn't really seem to be playing the minutes. But I do think Thybul, he's 4,400. He is playing the minutes. I mean, 33 against OKC in the last game, so... It's another guy. If I land on it, I'm still going to hate it, but I'll play him.
Although, if you can go even cheaper for Nasir Little, then.
Well, see, that's the issue here. There's like four other guys here I'd rather play ahead of Thybul. So.
Yeah, Thybul and Reddish are the exact same price on FanDuel, so I would probably lean Thybul just because his minutes are more secure.
Yeah.
But Little, I mean, like I said, Little's even cheaper than both of them, so I'd probably roll with him over any of them.
Yeah, agreed. And I mean, yeah, if you want to take shots on Ryan Arcidiacono, what the hell is his name?
Arcidiacono?
Archie Diacono. Yeah, I mean, he is 4K. I've kind of been staying away, and so far it's been working out. But, I mean, I guess he can get you there at that price tag. So,
well, they let you play him a shooting guard, too, on FanDuel.
So, yeah, he's only point guard eligible on DraftKings. So.
Yeah, just a little extra sweetness on FanDuel.
Yeah, now if any of these other starters actually play here tonight, it's going to eliminate a lot of this. Yeah, but I'm with you. I think kind of they're shutting them down. Agreed.
Yeah, but I think that's going to do it for this game then.
Yep.
Jumping into the next, we only got two left. There's actually two games at 10 o'clock tonight, and then there's one 10:30 game. This is the second 10 o'clock game. You got the Minnesota Timberwolves facing Sacramento Kings. Kings are 4-point favorites with an over-under total of 239. Injuries, you got, where is it, Matt Ryan, questionable for Minnesota. That means everything. And De'Aaron Fox, questionable for the Kings. If the Kings win tonight, they clinch a playoff spot.
Matt Ryan decided to stop playing football. Came to basketball.
He's done. He had a terrible year with the Colts and figured he should try out basketball.
He's figuring, hell yeah, go for it.
Yeah. But
go ahead. You can start on this one.
All right.
Yeah.
As long as he plays the back-to-back, I do like Anthony Edwards here. There is always the chance that they do sit him since they played last night. But, I mean, he came back from injury, played 34 minutes, only put up 22, wasn't very good. But it's a phenomenal matchup against Kevin Huerter on the other side. So as long as Anthony Edwards is playing tonight, he's 9K on FanDuel. Don't mind paying that price for him.
Nope, probably my favorite Minnesota player here at 8,800 tonight. I would think he plays. I actually think Cat is the guy that doesn't play here tonight. Yeah, I would see Carl Anthony Towns sitting before Anthony Edwards. But yeah, if Edwards plays, I'm with you. It seems like his minutes aren't an issue. So $8,800, I just think it's a little cheap here.
Yeah, that's a great price.
Yeah, other than that, though, Rudy Gobert. 7,500. Don't mind going there at all. Like I said, I could potentially see Cat sitting, so don't mind that at all. And gosh, have you seen what Naz Reid is doing?
Let me see.
Go ahead and look.
31, 40, 21, 26, 23, 21.
Yeah, and this is in limited minutes. And the last game was even with Cat.
Yeah, he played only 20 minutes. Put up 31.
Yeah. But if something happens and Cat sits, Naz Reid at 5,400, I do have some interest. The only thing that does suck on DraftKings, you can only play him at center. I don't know about FanDuel.
You can only play him at center.
Yeah, so that's the only hesitation there, but I still don't mind taking some shots there.
Yeah, I mean, part of me would think Kat sits tonight. They're 2-0 since he came back.
They are, but I just feel like they're going to be really cautious with him. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
but
I could be wrong, but.
Yeah, if he does sit, Kyle Anderson at 6K on FanDuel. Kyle Anderson is the reason I didn't pull down first place in that tournament last night. He just decided to have an absolute career night. He put up 51 against Golden State. So if Kat sits here tonight, Kyle Anderson at 6K, totally will roll with him.
Yeah, I mean, he was only 3 assists away from a triple-double.
Yeah, and I mean, he even had 5 steals, too.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, he went ballistic last night.
Yeah, he's 6,900 on DraftKings, but if Kat sits, I still don't even mind that. What?
Nothing. Just sorry. I'm all over.
Did
that
say something?
Who did you just name?
Just talking about the same guy you were talking about, Kyle Anderson.
Sometimes I just completely zone out.
It's
now
Monday.
You people watching on YouTube can see what it's like. Sometimes we're just all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. So.
Far as Minnesota goes, I think that's it for me.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm with you there. So that's all I really got interest in. Just keep an eye on that Carl Anthony Towns news.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, these guys with injuries, anything can happen. He ends up playing tonight. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, if he's in the lineup, it takes the intrigue off of some of these guys. I do still have interest, though, in Anthony Edwards just because that price tag, $8,800. I like that.
Yep, do like him regardless. But jumping to Sacramento, there really was not too much for me. Some of these prices are a little bit much on FanDuel.
Yeah, DraftKings are still pretty good. If Fox plays, I definitely don't mind him at $8,400. Really do like that price tag on him. If he does sit here, though, I mean, I guess you can go back to Davion Mitchell. He did get a major price increase of $1,200. He's up to $4,500. So I'm not touching that if Fox is back. But if Fox is out, I mean, you can look that direction. I do think Harrison Barnes at 5,300, there's still some value there here tonight. It's a good matchup against this Minnesota team. And Keegan Murray is 5,400. So still need to mind taking some shots there.
Yeah, Keegan Murray was one that I didn't mind. He is 5,900, so not too bad. Did you say anything about Harrison Barnes?
Yeah, he's 53 on DraftKings. He's one I still think has some value.
Yeah, 5,300 on FanDuel as well. He was probably my favorite guy for Sacramento tonight. Probably just for value, price alone. It's even a pretty good matchup. That small forward spot for Minnesota, it's been a little worse over the last seven or so.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. For the most part, I mean, I always have a few, you know, I take some shots for Trey Lyles a little bit at 3,700, but his minutes, honestly, over the last three have been down. I don't quite understand why, but, I mean, his price is coming down with it, so I still don't mind taking a few shots there just because you can play him at power forward.
Could just be because the guys in front of him are playing better.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, they are balling right now.
Barnes
so.
And Keegan Murray have been definitely much better over the last couple games.
Yeah, need Keegan Murray to get in some foul trouble for probably to really happen, but. Yeah, I think that's about it. It's a bonus at 10-3. Like I said, if you land on it, I'm good with it, but probably not seeking it out.
I just want to ask real quick, what is Kevin Herter's price on DraftKings?
$6,700.
Yeah, he's $6,800 on FanDuel.
Yeah, don't necessarily say I'd mind it if Fox is out. If Fox is in, though, not touching it.
Yeah, it's actually pretty crazy. He averages 36 fantasy points a game when Fox sits.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's been balling out with Fox on the sideline. So, but I'm not touching that if Fox is back.
No, I mean, almost 7K for Kevin Herter. Don't really like that.
Yeah, agree.
But that it for Sacramento?
I think so.
All right. Jumping into the final game of the night, tipping off at 10:30. Got Chicago Bulls facing the LA Clippers. Clippers are 4-point favorites with an over-under total of 221.5 injuries. Javonte Green, questionable. Kawhi Leonard, questionable. Paul George, Brandon Boston, Norman Powell, out.
I thought he was probable.
Oh, was he?
I thought that's what I read. Yeah, probable for Monday. Yeah, so looks like he'll be back after leaving the game last night after playing 27 minutes. So, yeah, it looks like he'll be all right.
Yep, good call because I did not even realize that.
Yeah.
Patrick Beverley just gets to play all his old teams.
Yeah, it sucks because I kind of like him tonight, but DraftKings decided to bump him up $600, so takes.
What's he at?
I don't like him at 53.
He's at 4,600 on FanDuel.
Gosh, I love that on FanDuel, man.
I actually like him at that price, matched up against Westbrook.
Yeah, because I loved him against LAL, and I mean, he put up 25 fantasy points, but he also was $4,700. Now at 5,300, it's a fantastic matchup. Take the shot there if you want. I'll probably still have a little bit of interest in him just because you can play him at point guard and shooting guard. But, yeah, I don't like it as much now that they bumped his price up.
Yeah, definitely not as appealing.
Yeah.
I also don't mind paying up a little bit for Vucevic tonight. He's 8,800, finally under 9K. He got ejected last night against the Lakers, so only played 15 minutes. But he's got a pretty decent matchup matched up against Zubac tonight. Even if he's up against Zubac, Plumlee, doesn't matter. It's a pretty good matchup. So 8,800 on FanDuel. Don't mind him there under 9K.
Yeah, I think he was the other guy I liked for the Bulls too. 8,500 on DraftKings. So yeah, nice. I'm with you. Yeah, don't mind him at all here.
Yep.
And just another dirt cheap center, Drummond, 3,400. Two out of the last three, he's put up at least 26 or more fantasy points. So this guy kills it, man, in limited minutes. I know last night he got a few extra minutes because of the ejection, but I mean, if you still get him out here for 15 or 16 minutes, man, he could beat that price tag.
Yeah, like that on DraftKings. He's not as much of a value play on FanDuel, though.
Yeah, so that's for the most part, that's all I had. LaVine is 8,700. DeRozan's 86. Two guys, yeah, absolutely. I feel like they're priced about right there. So, I mean, if I land on them in some lineups, which I'm sure I will, I'm okay with it. But I think that's really it.
Yeah. I think that's it for me for the Bulls, so we let you start with the Clippers.
Yeah, I mean, Kawhi is 10-1, but he still has to do so much for this team, man. It's not a bad matchup here against Chicago, so I still don't mind paying it.
What'd you say he was?
10-1.
Yeah, he's 10-3 on FanDuel, so don't mind it.
Nah, I mean, other than that, though, Eric Gordon, 5,800. Yeah. Still don't mind taking a few shots there. And I think, though, I kind of really like Zubac here, though. He's $5,900. They keep him under that 6K price tag, man. So I'm going to keep going back to him. It's been some blowouts here the last couple, so I know the minutes have been kind of all over the place. And then the OKC game, where it was actually close, he was in foul trouble. But if you can keep a close game here and he doesn't really get in foul trouble, which he's not really known to do, so $5,900, I kind of like it here against Vooch.
Yeah, he is $6,500 on FanDuel.
Yeah, so a little more there, but yeah, like him on DraftKings.
It's a decent matchup, though. The center matchup for both sides is pretty good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even these guys that I thought could be value plays today, FanDuel bumped the crap out of them super fast. I mean, Bones Highland is up to 6K. Terrence Mann, 5,600. I mean, not even value with him.
Yeah, and I feel like the Bones Highland, though, is just a lot of blowout run he's been getting to make him look like he's, you know, balling right now, but it's been in the games that have been blowing out.
Yeah.
And DraftKings just keeps pricing Marcus Morris up. It makes no sense to me. The dude just put up 6 fantasy points, and he got bumped up $800.
Yeah, he found his way up to 5K on FanDuel somehow.
Yeah. Hey, help yourself if you want it, but that's one of those guys where even if I see him in my lineup, odds are I'm probably taking him out at 5,400.
Yeah. That, though.
That's really all I had. I mean, a lot of these guys are definitely going up. You got Russ Westbrook up to $8,100. So,
yeah.
I mean, he did actually come down 100 from the last game. But, I mean, doesn't mean he can't go out here and have a big game. So,
it's crazy to me they still don't play Robert Covington. Kawhi got hurt. Nope. He played 16 minutes in the last game, put up 23 fantasy points. Every time he gets a decent run, he's good.
Yeah, especially when you got Marcus Morris
doing nothing.
Yeah, it looks horrible.
And he's not even, like, good defensively either.
Yeah, no, he's horrible. That's why I just don't get it. I mean, but they are just stuck with their rotation, man.
I've already seen some Clippers fans on something, some social media, think Tyronn Lue conspiring against someone. And he's forcing them to keep Marcus Morris in the starting lineup.
Yeah, maybe so, though.
Yeah, so, well, I don't know what's happening.
Other than that, though, man, I want to like more of this game because it's the late night hammer game, but there's only a few pieces I really like.
Yeah, it's just not all that appealing.
No, I think that's all I got.
Yeah, that's it for me, which means that is it for all 8 games on Monday, March 27th, NBA slate. So anything else to touch on before we get on up out of here?
Nope. Good slate, though. There's definitely a couple pieces of important injury news, so keep an eye out for that. And good luck, everybody. Thanks for tuning in on YouTube for the first time. We appreciate it. And everybody else listening, thank you.
Yep. Of course, thank you all so much for listening. If you are on YouTube, watching on YouTube, please hit the thumbs up button, subscribe if you haven't, hit the bell to get notifications every time a new video comes up. If you're listening on any other podcast platform, download today's episode, leave a rating if you possibly can. Anything and everything is always appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3NKeyPod. That's the number 3NKeyPod. I will keep everyone updated with the injury reports tonight. But that's going to do it. Best of luck to everyone. We thank you all so much for watching and listening to another episode of the 3 in the Key podcast.